Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm, sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outdoors and enjoy the sunshine. Temperatures are pleasant, making it an ideal morning for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. reportedly has no problem with Netanyahu's rejection of a proposed Gaza plan. This update comes from I-24 News an hour ago. Meanwhile, seven are reported dead and dozens wounded following a Houthi missile and drone attack on Yemen's Mocha. Also in the past few hours, Iran named a new security chief who is wanted by Interpol. The Times of Israel reports that Mohsen Rezai, a former IRGC chief, is sought by Argentina for his alleged role in the 1994 Amaye bombing. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel has raised the transfer of Jewish remains in talks with Lebanon. This is part of a proposed civilian exchange, according to Hezbollah-linked Al-Akbar. Separately, Mariv highlights the complex situation Israel faces amid American pressures and threats from Iran. The report suggests that Israel is balancing red lines in Lebanon and Gaza, with key developments expected soon. And finally, Walla reports that Iran has hardened its stance, stating there will be no talks with the U.S. Tehran's foreign minister clarified that only message exchanges are happening through intermediaries. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global confirmed just minutes ago that Israel brought up the transfer of Jewish remains in discussions with Lebanon. This came from a report by Al-Akbar, a Hezbollah-linked outlet. In a post from earlier today, I-24 News English reported on the appointment of Iran's former IRGC commander Mohsen Rezai to their National Security Council. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli tech influencer, commented earlier today on perceptions of safety in Israel versus the United States. He highlighted that despite wars and terror, Israelis generally feel safer and happier than in many other parts of the world. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. and Israel, I-24 News reports that Washington has no objections to Prime Minister Netanyahu's refusal of a proposed Gaza plan. This development comes as tensions in the region remain high, with Israel maintaining its security priorities. The implication is that U.S.-Israel relations continue to be robust despite occasional policy differences. Turning to Iran, the Times of Israel reveals that Mohsen Rezai has been appointed as Iran's new security chief. Rezai is wanted by Interpol for his alleged involvement in the 1994 Amaya bombing in Argentina, which killed 85 people. This appointment could further strain Iran's diplomatic relations with countries seeking justice for the bombing. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that Israel has raised the issue of transferring Jewish remains during talks with Lebanon. The discussions are part of a broader civilian exchange negotiation. This move could potentially ease tensions between the two countries, fostering a humanitarian dialogue. Additionally, Mariv discusses the challenges Israel faces between American diplomatic pressure and the threat from Iran. The report suggests that Israel has established red lines in both Lebanon and Gaza. The outcome of these tensions could significantly impact regional stability in the coming weeks. Finally, Walla reports on Iran's decision to halt negotiations with the U.S. The Iranian foreign minister stated that only indirect communications through intermediaries are occurring. This development is critical as it highlights the ongoing diplomatic stalemate between the two nations. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Aviv Group has appointed Itai Vaknin as CEO. Vaknin has previously held senior roles within the company. Meanwhile, changes are happening at the top of Hot Mobile. Separately, an exclusive from Tech indicates that Israeli AI startup Descartes is nearing a $6 billion sale. SpaceX, Amazon, and Nibius are among the companies interested in the acquisition, showcasing the high interest in Israeli tech innovation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that 2 years after the electricity reform, about 2 million households have switched to private suppliers. Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Petah Tikva lead in new subscriber numbers, breaking the monopoly of the electricity company. Healing. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. please verify key details independently.